This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. He has a brand new song called Human, which we're going to hear in just a little bit off his brand new album called Human. It's Ryan Graves. Ryan, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything is going splendidly. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you about this. First off, the brand new album that just released called Human, and also the title track on that song, which you're going to hear in just a little bit, called Human. First off, why the name Human? Why did you pick that as the title?
Not for the track.
But just for the album too.
Sure. Actually, the titular track was not even called that. The album wasn't even called that. So it was kind of like it's one of those things that's an organic process where you find your way through it, but then it just makes absolute sense in retrospect. The album was called Everything, and I had the titular track Everything on the album Everything. But then it was like, you know, then you're going to refer to the album as, yeah, when I wrote Everything, and people are going to go, well, that sounds really vain. You wrote Everything? Jeez.
I didn't even think about it that way, you know, and I think that's a great, I'm glad you actually took the time to do that. It's like when a parent names their kid like something wiener, and they don't really like read out the entire name before they,
it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate, but you know what? I'm glad you do that for your albums though.
Well, it makes total sense, doesn't it, in this day and age with AI encroaching on so many industries. And I was like, holy cow, I just had an epiphany where the title of the song and then the title of the album makes absolute sense in terms of applicability in an era where you're seeing ChatGPT and OpenAI and industries disrupted. This is about humanity, what we all go through on a day-to-day basis. We can all relate to it.
Well, you know, tell me about kind of Human itself, like this song now, you know, because I mean, it's got this cool like techno techno mix with like rock and roll kind of vibe to it. But what was the inspiration behind that originally?
So I have a longtime buddy I've worked with forever. The man designs incredible websites. He's already, you know, he's always gotten me like page one of Google. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Or he told me, and I absolutely forgot that he is a musician. And so when I told him and was putting the word out, I'm working on a brand new album, he goes, hey, you know, I write, right? I was like, sure. And he provided several of the bases for some of these songs on the album, including Human. They're basically like moody loops that he has created, mm-hmm. sequences that he's created. And I needed one last one. Like I said, the album was called Everything at first. Didn't even have this song in the hopper. And he gave me one last track. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was called, but when I heard it, it was like, oh, this is the titular track for the album, and it's got to be called Human. It was called Frail at first, but it's got to be called Human. And boy, does it just all came together. Yes, it's synthy. Yes, it's heavy. Yes, it's moody. I love that none of the verses rhyme in it. Hmm. It's just kind of how we think. You know, we don't think in rhymes. It's just kind of reflecting on the state of humanity and what we all go through. And I love how it turned out. I love it.
You know, and I love it too. And I'm excited for people to hear it here on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live, in just a little bit. But you know, also other tracks on that album too, which I think are awesome, are like the first title, which is Enemy. One Man is another one that just came out too. First off, how long did it take you kind of to conceptualize all these different songs into this album? Because you got a huge slew of, you have over 11 songs on this album too. So what was the time frame like?
It was actually microwaved. The whole thing was really accelerated because I released a compilation album in April, or maybe it was even May. I'm sorry, it was May. And
that was called Legacy, right?
Yeah, Legacy is my legacy of 30 years in music. And I sound a lot younger than I actually am. But anyway, I just released that. But it was like there's two songs, admittedly, on this album that are from the early years, the early 90s. I didn't ever release them. They were kind of an ill-fated sophomore project. Those are Sophia and the song Everything. Mm-hmm. And I, and there was another one that just, it just turned out badly. I didn't want to do it, but those songs never, that happens sometimes. Those songs never saw the light of day. And I was like, I just got to bring them to life. So those have been germinating and slow simmering for 3 decades. I mean, it's been a while.
I mean, you started making music in 1993. That's when you really kind of, you know, decided. And then then 1997, you released your first album. I mean, what was it like, though, you know, kind of releasing that first album to now rushing out one in 2023. I don't even know what year it is. In 2023.
Hey, Barack Obama's still president.
Yeah, hey. In 2023, you literally rushed this album out, but it sounds incredible. But like back in 1997, you probably couldn't have done that.
No, I mean, I was very arrogant and really kind of expecting and kind of taking a lot of things for granted back then. I was just a spring chicken rookie. I didn't produce my own stuff either. I relied heavily on people who were just, you know, incredibly accomplished musicians. I'm just a vocalist with a pretty face who doesn't even have a pretty face. So I'm just the vocalist. And back then, those guys took their time and I was very grateful. Now, you know, fast forward 30 years or, you know, 25 years or whatever. It was just like, you get into a creative groove where you go, you cannot wait, but you can. I mean, you love the process, but you can't wait to see them fully mature. It's such a cool process to see a song go from germination, you know, just like, hey, I'll call it human, to writing down the lyrics, to seeing those lyrics wrap themselves around beats and then fold those into a melody and see it just grow organically. So cool. It's so cool to look back and see all that. But I did want to get this out because I just don't like to wait. I have a patience problem.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you got it out there too for the world to hear. They can hear it out on Spotify, and it's all over all different types of streaming services too. What is your kind of favorite track off this album? Is it Human or is it a different one?
So it is, but Human bumped Grace, bumped Enemy, bumped Fear of Man. So I mean, it just happens that way. You go, oh, this is the best new coolest song ever, and then you come up with the next one. You go, oh, this is the best new coolest song ever, and then you come up with the next one. Oh, this is the best new coolest song ever. And they knock them down the tier a little bit. It was originally, I love all of them. I've loved Sophia forever. I think I fell in love with Enemy the most first, because Enemy has this just really cool Janet Jackson "If" vibe about it. I loved how that one turned out. But then Grace was like, oh, sick. Just knocked Enemy out of its perch. And then, or perch, whatever. And then Human just became like top tier. I love this song. Yeah.
And I got to ask you too, you know, because obviously I can't go without asking you what it's either 139 or 139. You know, what is the symbolization behind that?
Yeah. So it's basically from Psalm 139. Psalm 139, if you read the Bible, is all about how God saw our unformed human body before we even came out. Every day of our life was already set for us, made for us before one of them came to be, knows the very number of the hairs on our head. And so it's really cool just to think about when you talk about AI and robot this and automation that, we are still and always will be incredibly beautiful, simple, amazing, far and away beyond. You can look at a blade of grass and go, this is so incredibly complex, far more than a microchip, you know?
Yeah.
And the human body is amazing.
It really is. It's really incredible. And it's also incredible what we've been able to produce, like ChatGPT and like all these different AIs that are out there too. And I want to ask you too, did you use any of them to kind of help you out on this album?
No, I didn't. I've only ever tried ChatGPT once, and it was to help me write a blog, only out of curiosity. No, they're kidding. ChatGPT can't write an entire blog, but it did. And it actually was like, okay, scary.
Yeah, very scary. Very, very scary. That's why I asked, because, you know, it's amazing too that you were able to get this out so quickly and then obviously produce a full other album earlier this year called Legacy. It's just incredible too. I also want to ask you too, you know, you had that gap between 2010 and 2023. You know, what were you doing during that time?
Yeah. So I was actually, I was being cloned in the AI factories. I was submitted myself for robotics treatments.
Oh, beautiful. It's very nice of you. Yeah,
it is nice to meet you too.
Oh, fantastic.
No, I felt the call to become a husband and a father. And I just, like, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's
man.
Awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know, how old is he or she?
So my wife is, I'm not going to say her age, but wife.
No.
Yes.
but the father part we're talking about, the kids.
Yeah. No, I've got a 7-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy, and they light up my life. And one of the songs that came from this ill-fated sophomore attempt in 1999, 2000 mm-hmm. is called Fly. And I wrote it, the target audience for Fly was, you know, a youth group, audience back then that I was serving with, but I had to resurrect this song for my kiddos. And Brennan in particular, my 7-year-old, he just loves this song. He requests it from Alexa, and I'm so honored by that. It's so cool.
That's awesome. He's your biggest supporter then.
Yeah, well, probably my wife and stuff, but a close second would be Brennan. But I seriously, like, it's National Sons Day today. So I mean, I love my kiddos. I just have to give a shout out to Brennan and Asher. Light up my life.
That's awesome. You know, what is your inspiration when you're creating music? Because obviously you obviously have a lot of inspiration being able to produce so much. But where do you usually get your inspiration from?
Well, to clarify, Legacy is basically, I can't remember, it's 17 or 18 songs. And like 14 or 15 of them were already produced over the years. So we only really produced 3 of those, which were resurrected from this ill-fated sophomore attempt that I keep referring to. Anyway, we kind of brought those to life. But and now I totally forgot your question.
What was your question? Okay. I'm just asking, you know, kind of what is your inspiration? Because you always have to have so much inspiration to be able to produce so much music out there, you know?
Yeah.
So where does it all come from?
I'm going to, you know, just not make any bones about it. I'm a Christian. We serve a God who is a creator. Mm-hmm. And like, he created everything that we see that's organic. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I take a lot of inspiration from that. But it's seriously, I know it sounds kind of like hokey and maybe new agey a little bit, but I never feel closer to God than when I create, when I get to actually be part of this creation process. And sometimes that's music. Sometimes it's creating a project for my kid. Sometimes it's creating something around the house. I don't know. Just when you create something, you get to partake in this thing where you go, this wasn't before. It didn't exist before. And now it does. And look at it or listen to it. It's just such a cool process being part of creation. So I get a lot of inspiration from that.
That's awesome. And I'm really excited for everybody to hear the song Human in just a few seconds. But before we do, you know, is there any like little hidden secrets behind it that we can hear, listen out for when we're hearing it?
Well, unlike most songs that you're going to hear out there, and there's seriously no slam on them at all, because that's typically the approach, is songs have a rhyme and meter. Mm-hmm. They all rhyme. You know, the verses rhyme, the chorus is rhyme. I deliberately wrote this song as a non-rhyming structure, because I wanted it to be just organic, like as we would think the thought, so it is, and then lay that down into the tracks and maybe manipulate the verses a little bit so that rhythmically they work better than, you know, how they would come out. But there are some robotic voices in there that I deliberately put in there as well. And you can, that's a reference to what you see on the front cover of the album. Mm-hmm. We're attacked. I mean, sorry, but in some ways we're attacked by AI and automation and human replacement. Long live the humans. So you'll hear a robotic voice in there that's kind of the antithesis of how we would want to hear it, saying it's tough to be human at the end. You'll hear it at the end. You got to listen to the end. I always, you know, that's like Easter egg. Got to listen to the end. It's pretty cool though. I did use some kind of source. I don't remember who it was. I think I Googled like, convert text into robotic voice. And And I just typed it in, you know, the sentence that appears at the end of the song, and mm-hmm. it converted it into this really British synthetic voice, which is just so cool. So listen to the end.
I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody to hear it right now here on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. But before you go, where can people find you online? Where can people find Ryan Graves, and where can people keep up to date with you?
Yeah. So RyanGravesSinger.com is the catch-all hub, as it were. So you go to RyanGravesSinger.com and you'll see all my social links. You can go to the very bottom and see Spotify, Pandora, mm-hmm. Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, Vimeo, blah, 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 LinkedIn, everything. And there's videos there from past performances. There's a statement of faith. There's reviews and news. And I'm so excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm so excited because I try to hide it. We just announced the CD release concert for Human coming up on Friday, October 20th. And so that's right around the corner. I can't wait. Super
stoked. I can't wait either. I'm very excited for it. Ryan Graves, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Definitely come back when the new album comes out. We'd love to talk to you, and best of luck with everything. But right now we're going to hear your brand new song, Human, here on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Ryan Graves, again, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.